Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome into the final hour of The Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. That's right, Rob Parker here, you there, Martin Weiss there, in for Chris Broussard. He'll be back next week after vacation, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and this is going to be interesting. I really want to hear what people have to say, because we are going to talk about Kevin Durant and weed. You know, Stephen A. used to always, what was that famous line he'd always say? Stay off the weed. Right, Martin? Did
you said it wrong. It's weed.
Oh, weed.
You
got to
add the Weed.
You know what we do at USC? And Martin, you know that because you have a master's degree from USC, which is amazing because when you came to LA 5 years ago, you didn't have one. But now he has one. And what we tell our students at USC is whenever they're doing, like, commentary and whatnot, you know, it's hard for the kids not to say us or we because, you know, they go to USC, right? And you're not supposed to say that, and you got to be objective. So you know what we tell them?
Huh.
Stay off the we.
Oh, man.
That's pretty good.
That right there. That right there is a perfect opportunity for the Joe West. You're out.
It's a perfect chance. I need a swing and the miss for Rob Parker.
What?
I need a strike three.
I think that's a great thing to tell a kid. Stay off the Wii, you know, because it's not about Wii. We're not a Wii. All right. Anyway, so Kevin Durant has partnered with something called Weed Maps. Does that get you to the destination while you're high? Is that what that is? I'm trying to figure it out. But our producer, Lee.
He has partnered with something called Weed Maps. Everyone under 35 in America is looking at you like, wow, who is this guy?
I don't smoke weed, and I don't know about weed maps.
You don't have to be under 35. You don't have to smoke weed to know what weed maps is.
I'm just saying. All right, so Lee DeLapp, our producer, Lee, kind of give us a little more on this story, and then Martin and I can get into a knockdown dragout.
Yeah, well, for one, Weed Maps doesn't directly sell any pot, but it does direct you to dispensaries for medical marijuana.
That's what it is. I got it. Now that makes sense. Okay.
I mean, the name should have gave it away, Rob.
No, I was thinking that you when you're high, it tells you what route to take.
All right, Rob. So Kevin Durant, he did announce this partnership and sponsorship deal with Weed Maps, and it's, in his mind, a way for him to destigmatize the marijuana use among athletes. He actually told this to ESPN, "I think it's far past time to address the stigmas about cannabis that still exist in the sports world as well as globally. This partnership is going to help us continue to normalize those conversations as well as create content, events, and a lot more through Boardroom Media Network. This is just the beginning for us." And in fact, Kevin Durant has invested in other cannabis-related businesses. And to, further this along, it's because he wants to, possibly get to what's at hand in the NBA, where marijuana still remains banned. But they did, during the Orlando bubble, ban the random drug testing now.
Right. Basically, they said you guys could get high all you want. Don't worry about it.
That's not what they said. They said they banned the random drug testing.
Yes. But that tells you that you could smoke. I've been covering this league since 1987.
But it is.
Guys smoke weed. Guys don't get busted because most of the time they know when the tests are coming and they know when they're supposed to do it. Not my point.
Cephalosha, by the way, was the last person to be disciplined by the NBA in 2018.
And how long ago was that?
2018.
Yes, it's been years. They've turned their heads to it.
It was 3 years ago.
Okay, here's my point.
It's been years. You're making it sound like it's been in the 80s. It was three years ago.
Here's my point, Lee. When Kevin Durant was asked if he partakes in the weed, he declined to answer. He's the one who wants to get rid of the stigma. Martin, let me make my point first, and then you go, okay? If he wants to get rid of the stigma, why is he afraid to say that he partakes in weed, which he could smoke in the off season or whenever, and there's no test, and you could do whatever you want? He's a star player who obviously can function and do whatever he does. And for people to say, well, just because he's involved in cannabis and he invests in it doesn't mean he smokes it. Yeah, right. My point is, if it's okay and you want to get rid of the stigma, you got to stand up and be counted. And if the 10 or 20 best NBA players stood up and said, we smoke weed, and we don't think it's a bad thing, and here's the reasons why, and we need to stop, marking people with a check mark if you find out that they smoke weed or whatever, that's how you make changes. For him to say that he doesn't want to discuss it just sounds weird to me, like he's ashamed, like he's afraid that people look at him differently, like, I don't know, they won't sign him to some deals. He's got he's making $50 million a year.
Yeah.
He doesn't need any deals.
Exactly. I mean,
he can sign a cannabis deal.
First of all, if we're going to make the point that, like, if you can go up and say your vaccination status is a personal choice, then, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and be perfectly fine with Kevin Durant not disclosing whether or not he wants to tell people if he's smoking weed or not.
He says he wants to not to be a stigma.
Right.
How do you get to that point, Martin?
If we're allowing people, like literally a public health crisis to be a personal choice, I'll let this one go ahead and rock as a personal choice. Kevin Durant doesn't want to say he gets high. That's fine. But Martin, the thing is, it's not a secret. It's not a secret that he's out smoking weed in general. Like, it's not a crazy secret. But the thing is, when you look at all these sponsorships that he has on the deck, and then also, too, this is temporarily banned. It's not up yet. It's not gone yet. It's not the idea that weed – I understand the picture you just painted, but it's not true. Like, at any point in time, the NBA could come back down and say –
they can't do it to tomorrow. They would have to give the play.
What do you mean they can't? I want you to literally explain to me how they cannot.
Easily.
What do you mean they can't?
Because they can't just tomorrow, okay, we're testing starting tomorrow. They would have to give the players a chance to get off the weed, to get it out of their system, and then get back to what they were doing.
But they could bring it back, though, right? That's the whole point of what you were saying.
But they're not coming backwards. They're not going backwards
not?
On it, Martin.
There's
and
no
here's
evidence.
The other point.
There's no evidence
I'm
that
asking
they're not.
You one
There's
question.
No evidence that they won't
I want
go
you to give me one question. Answer one question for me. How do you stop it from being a stigma? Can you explain to me how do you stop it if you're not willing to stand up and raise your hand and say,
put your money behind
it
and you promote it. What do you
mean? No, you got to do more than that. That ain't enough. Yes, it is.
No, you don't. Because he's at.
You
got to
show
put a target
other
on
people.
Your back. That's ridiculous.
No,
why
you
got to
show other people
in a league
that
successful
people who function in this society can smoke weed. It's not just about the munchies. It's not just about zoning out and you can't drive or you can't do this or you can't do that or you're going to fall asleep after you have a joint or whatever it is. I'm not against people smoking weed, but I don't understand why people are so afraid to stand up. They love it. They
He's
smoke it every day.
He's not afraid to stand up. He just did an interview with the ESPN talking about the benefits of cannabis.
No, they asked him and he declined.
The entire impetus of this topic is Kevin Durant not being afraid to stand up for using marijuana.
No, he declined when they asked him about his use.
That's the only reason we're having this conversation. Otherwise, like, you make it seem like Kevin Durant was asked in a post-game interview, do you smoke weed? No. Do you smoke weed? Yes. And now all of a sudden we have to address this post. No. He invested in a weed company. Like, literally, that's what Weed Matt
does. He didn't invest in
the
weed company because he's not interested in weed, Martin.
No,
don't be naive.
In the weed company because he sees an opportunity to make money.
No, because he likes to smoke weed as well. I mean, and here's my thing.
Do you invest in things? Do you have stock? Do you hold stocks? Do you use every single company that you hold stock in?
But the weed
is
different.
I got Carnival Cruises. I will never step on a cruise ship. I think cruises is ridiculous. I don't like it. But everybody else in America hops on a cruise as soon as they get the opportunity to. So I have stock in them. So I've invested in them. Do I take cruises? No.
Are you telling me that most people who are involved, I'm not saying all, but most people you don't think indulge in weed who back the weed? And
I agree with that.
Okay, he's the one who said he wanted to not have it be a stigma. That is my biggest point. So when people call up here today at 877-99 on Fox, I want you, if you're a proud weed smoker, I want you to announce it. I want you to say it with your chest stuck out. If that's what you enjoy and you don't have a problem with it, say it. That's all I'm saying to not make – if we get five calls and everybody's on the weed,
what is Kevin Durant telling you he smokes weed do for you? That's what I need to know. This should do nothing. Like, why
does
that affect your life?
Because the more people come out who are successful and doing well in society, and it's not just some burnout or some guy just getting high who wants to play video games all day and fall asleep.
Video games all day, like,
and eat munchies.
Rob, this is not 1965. This is not Reefer Madness anymore. Like, I don't know.
There were plenty of guys
about.
Who still do
the get
that.
High at lunch bunch has been retired, buddy.
No, that's not true. There are guys who smoke weed all day, play video games, and don't put on socks. I mean, it happens every day.
Sure, but why? That's not the stigma of the current marijuana smoker. I'm sorry that you will still watch black and white TV, but we live in California. You can buy an ounce of weed within 3 miles 7 times in this area. Like, that's not, it's just not, like, no one is making this big of a deal about it but you. But I don't understand why you need him to go up there and say he smoked weed when all of the things that potentially could happen to him would be negative.
You know when you go to Alcoholic Anonymous, you know what you do, Martin? You say, hi, I'm Rob Parker.
You admit
Parker.
You have a drinking problem. Kevin Durant's got a weed problem. Kevin Durant's got no problem.
No, I'm just trying to say so.
So what are you, trying to say?
In this case, if he said I made an investment and he didn't bring up the idea of trying to desensitize people to weed and say, like he said, so that people don't look at it as a stigma, it would be good if he leaves the charge to say, I'm a weed
smoker.
That's
the reason he invests in it.
Hold on.
It's for you. People like you
I'm
who
a
are
weed
leading
smoker.
The charge oppositely.
I'm not leading it oppositely because I don't have a stake in it. I've never smoked a joint. I'm not interested in weed, but I don't care if other people do it. That's their business. My only
Unless
point
it's Kevin
is,
Durant, because it's not his business then.
No, because he was asked in an interview about his weed
and
smoking.
And he said it was his
and
business.
And he didn't say he didn't do it. He just said he don't want to divulge it. And my point is, in order to stop it from being a stigma, people need to speak up. We want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox. This is going to be very interesting. I want to hear, hey, if you call up, if you smoke weed, I want you to say, hey, I'm Bill and I'm a weed smoker. And then give me your response.
At the end of the day, Kevin Durant,
I'm Tom and I'm not a weed
smoker. At the end of the day, Kevin Durant has sponsors he has to answer to. He has his contract in the NBA that he has to uphold, in which it is still not off the banned substances list, which you're asking him to admit that he uses something that was on the banned substances list.
If you don't test positive, it doesn't matter if you say you smoke weed.
As soon as 24 months ago, it was on the banned substances list, and you want him to stand on the ESPN camera and say, hell yeah, I get high. That's ridiculous and it's absurd.
It's not absurd because you don't get suspended if you don't test positive. So what are you talking about? You don't get banned if you don't test positive. Just by saying it doesn't mean you're going to be suspended. It doesn't make any sense what you're saying.
So by saying it, you're mean to tell me that the NBA would just let's say the NBA goes back on the weed. Let's say they come out.
No, but they would have to test him, and he'd have to test positive.
So you don't think he would test? You don't think he would be tested?
No, he would be smart enough to know not to test.
You don't think what do you mean smart enough to know not to test? You don't get to skip a test? No,
I'm talking about
the game is that?
They will let him know when they're testing him. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Man, I can't wait to hear from callers. All right, does Kevin Durant need to admit to smoking weed in order to push forward the narrative? That's what I'm asking. If guys like him stand up, does it change your perspective of it or not?
If you're going to
be in support of it, speak up.
He's already stood up. He put his money literally where his mouth is. He put his money there.
It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. Roll up and call in.
I gotta give Lee credit for this, Rob. He said Kevin Durant put his money where his joint would be.
That would be pretty good. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What an apropos song there by Don. It is the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss filling in for Chris Broussard. We'll be back next week. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it can happen easily. A few drinks become a few too many. It's time to go. And then you think about calling a ride home and you go, nah, what's the worst thing that can happen? You can get pulled over. You can lose your license. You could total your car. Worse, you could kill someone. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. My only reason to bring Kevin Durant in this is because he said he wanted to work to change the narrative about cannabis, and he wants to get rid of the stigma that's attached to it by a lot of people for people who smoke weed. If you smoke weed and you're calling up, or if you don't smoke weed, I would love for you, if you feel comfortable, to say, once we get these calls on, that you smoke weed or you don't smoke weed, and then your topic, and then your answer to this question. 877-99 on Fox.
Let's go to Ted in Austin. You're on the Odd Couple.
How you doing, Rob, man? My name is Dante Johnson. I smoke weed every day. I get high every day.
Thank you.
And let me just say this real quick. Alcohol has killed more people than we ever will. I never watched a news see somebody get die from because they was loaded.
Dante, okay. Let me ask you a question.
Hold on.
We're
not, hold on, Dante. Hold on.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into this conversation, okay? That's not. I'm just asking you, would it be better if Kevin Durant says he wants to get rid of the stigma if some big-name celebrities admitted to smoking weed? That's what I want to hear from you.
If it don't affect your money, admit it. That's what I said.
Do they drug test at your job?
I work for me.
There you go. Okay. Way to go.
Appreciate the call. Thanks for your honesty. 877-99 on Fox.
See, Mike in Seattle, you're on the Odd Couple. What you got, buddy?
Hello?
Yep. Go ahead, Mike.
All right. My name is Mike. I'm a little weed grower from Alaska, played a lot of football. The problem is with weed, I used to smoke weed. The problem is with weed these days, I'm 59 years old, and all these legal places, they got so much money with chemists and stuff, they're building these things called dabs. And dabs is pure THC. And these kids are smoking pure THC, going into these legal weed stores here in Seattle. And it's bad.
Okay, let's go to the next one. I want us to stay on topic here.
Let's go to Joseph.
Do you want to hear from NBA stars or athletes or actors or whoever, high-profile people, if they admit to smoking weed, will that change the stigma?
Joseph in Indiana, you're on the Odd Couple. What you got, buddy?
How are you guys tonight?
Doing good.
Doing well.
I'm Joseph, and I do not smoke weed.
Okay. All right. Do you want Kevin Durant to speak up? Is he talking out of both sides of his mouth? He wants to end the stigma, but he won't acknowledge that he smokes weed.
If Kevin Durant's got to do what he's got to do to make money, if he can push the issue, if it continues to make him money, but if it doesn't, he should just keep his money flowing. Because like how Jordan kept his money going without being in politics.
All right. Thank you. And that was not good. It's good to speak out about things that aren't right. 877-99 on Fox.
Let's go to Trucker Justin in Illinois. Drive safe, buddy. You're on the Odd Couple.
Yo!
Gentlemen, I used to be a lazy teenager stoner. Now I'm a truck driver, and I'm monitored by the DOT, and I don't smoke marijuana. But I want to tell you a quick little story that will wrap this up real quickly. My 7-year-old mother was on methadone for 15 years because of pain.
Yikes.
And I got her to try Quality CBD, a company that's been around. I'm not going to market them, but a Quality CBD company. And in 1 year, I got my mom completely off of methadone and uses the CBD daily.
Now, that's good. Now, let me ask you.
Let me ask you.
If big name athletes like Durant says he wants to get the stigma off of cannabis, do you need guys like him and others to speak up about it and acknowledge that they use it?
Absolutely. Because what has to happen is there has to get rid of the stigma that lazy people smoke weed. There are lots of successful normal people that smoke marijuana.
I'm about this. I don't know the stigma that lazy people smoke weed exists in 2021.
Yes, it does. It still
does.
To you, because you're
60 years old.
I'm not 60. You're 59.
You're coming from forever ago. I'm telling you, I think this is an outdated opinion. I think, and you know what? I can't remember the caller just now, but he said to save KD's money. If KD had a lifetime Nike contract and it was not If KD had a lifetime Nike contract and wasn't beholden to certain sponsors to continue his lifestyle, then maybe he would come out and say it was weed. If it comes out in the next CBA that, you know, weed is off of the banned substance list, maybe he'll come out and say it. But until that day, it's too much at risk for Kevin Durant to go out there and say it.
877-99 on Fox.
Let's go to Coach K in Mississippi. You're on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Good to be on. I am not a weed smoker, but I do work in a college environment in another state. Yep. And I think that if a coalition of players, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, and hockey, if they came out together and said it, I think it would have more clout and more power.
Okay.
And I think they could get the same.
That's fair. Coach, go ahead, and then I'm going to ask you a question. Go ahead, Coach.
Okay. My question is relevant to when Peyton Manning was with the Broncos and he had those several neck surgeries, and, you know, they legalized marijuana in Colorado, and he went out and bought a bunch of pizza joints. Nobody asked him if he smoked weed. And I just just wanted to get your opinion on why nobody ever asked Peyton that question.
Yeah, I don't know. And the only reason I even bring up the Durant thing is because, Coach, he's the one who said he wanted to help get rid of the stigma. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think if a big-name players get together and say, hey, we do it, we're not bad people, you know what I mean? It relaxes me. It does whatever it does for me. That's how you start to get rid of the stigma. But people who do it have to stand up and speak up. It just sounds like you're being hypocritical. You want to get rid of the stigma, but you don't want to acknowledge it. So you're saying, by not saying it, that it's still a bad thing. That's why you won't say it.
I agree with that, Rob, but I think the stigma is with our age group, you know, the above 55 age group. Because working on a college campus, let me tell you, it's commonplace among the kids. Presidential scholars or their dropouts. I mean, it's just commonplace with them. And they have a totally different view of marijuana than what we have.
Look, Coach K, dealing with the youth of America on a regular basis, agreeing with me and telling you you're wrong. How about that?
He didn't say I was wrong. Can we squeeze one more in? One more? You got one more?
Let's go to Sailor in Des Moines. You're on the Odd Couple.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Sailor.
All right, I'm a proud weed smoker, and I just think KD, if he's doing this for the cause of he wants to get rid of the stigma, why not own up to that he smokes?
Yes,
what's he scared of?
Because that's what I'm talking about. 100%.
About the money, he's got enough money to make it for. He's good. It shouldn't be about that. If he's doing it for the stigma, truly, then he should be proudly admitting it. Why not?
That's all he has to say is yes, I partake. He doesn't have to say how often. Yes, I partake. It works.
The next
for
question
me.
Is how
it's
often.
Not a bad
what do you
thing.
Mean? Yeah. Go ahead, Sailor. I'm sorry.
I'll just say he doesn't have to go into any specifics agreeing with Rob 100%. He can say he smokes weed proudly, recreationally. He doesn't have to say
exactly.
anything other than that.
That's all he has to say. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it a lot. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker and Martin Weiss, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And now our guest is Emory Hunt, owner of Football Game Plan and czar of the Playbook. Welcome to the Odd Couple, Emory. How are you?
I'm doing fine, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
No doubt about it. Let's talk some football. The Dallas Cowboys. Where do you see the Cowboys win total? I mean, it looks like they're going to be able to win the NFC least because those teams there are not that very good. Do you expect the Cowboys to have a big season? They haven't made the playoffs the last 2 years. Where are you on the Cowboys?
You know, I really do think they're going to have a big season, and a lot of it's hinging on the fact that Dak Prescott has to play the full 17-game season. If he does that, then this team could win 13, 14 games and get into the playoffs and make some noise. And I know people will focus on their defense was atrocious, rightly so, and if you're the Dallas Cowboys and you expect their offense to have 3 1,000-yard receivers, a 1,200 to 1,500-yard rusher, and a quarterback probably throwing for close to 5,000 yards, then your defense doesn't have to be number one. They just can't be 32nd like they was last year. So if they get the top 15, this team definitely has more than enough talent to really go far, pending Prescott is able to play healthy for the full season.
So I imagine that we're probably not going to see Dak in the preseason with his shoulder. And we've kind of seen like a couple different teams decide they're going to bench their starting quarterbacks throughout the preseason. And, you know, conversely, I watched Patrick Mahomes play almost a whole quarter, it feels like, in this first preseason game.
Can I make a real quick statement? I think it's now been how many weeks since Patrick Mahomes has thrown a touchdown? Is it 30? It's been a while now.
They also didn't play football for, what, 29 of them? Like, what do you mean? Like, what are you talking about?
I'm just saying. He just hasn't thrown one in a long time. He didn't throw one tonight. All right.
All right. When's the last time Aaron Rodgers threw a touchdown pass? Anyway, Emory, my question to you is, what do you make of coaches sitting their starting quarterbacks or starting offensive units in the preseason going into this 17-game season?
You know, I have mixed feelings about it because you kind of want to build some continuity with your team. I'm all about playing, let's say, a series or two in the preseason. And I get coaches don't want to put those miles, so to speak, on guys' body. But when you have a lot of, you know, new moving parts in the football season now, you know, this is a new era we're in where teams constantly are turning over the roster. You kind of want to get that continuity. And that's why when we see week one in the regular season, you have upsets. You have sloppy play across the board. because it's the first time they're going to be playing a full game together. And so teams are now finding themselves using the regular season, the first week or two, as extensions of the preseason, where they can get that out the way by playing a series or two in the preseason to kind of help expedite that process. So I understand it from a physical standpoint, but just from a football standpoint, you don't get better at football by simulating it in practice. You can't fake live in practice. You got to get out there on the field and go through those bangs and bumps, albeit for a series or two, just to build that continuity.
Our guest is Emory Hunt, the owner of Football Game Plan and czar of the Playbook. Where do you have the Rams? I mean, they have talked up a big game. They got Matthew Stafford from the Lions. It's Super Bowl or bust. They went to the Super Bowl already. It wasn't enough. They feel like they got the magic quarterback, add water, stir. Are they going to the Super Bowl from the NFC?
No, they're not. You know, it's interesting. I know people are excited about Matthew Stafford, but I just can't get past 8-67 against teams with winning records. And folks talk up, oh, he had a lot of comeback wins, a lot of game-winning drives. But when you look at that in context of 8-67 against winning teams, that means he's coming back against bad teams. So when you're playing a team that has a winning record, you have no shot with Matthew Stafford. And the baseline for him is to get to the Super Bowl, because we saw Jared Goff do that.
Yes.
We saw Jared Goff had to play well in the playoffs against New Orleans to lead them back and lead them into overtime. And he made some crucial throws on third down to get them that victory in the Superdome. We still haven't seen Matthew Stafford do that in any of his years of the NFL. I think people just love the fact that he's moving on, this whole narrative about Matthew Stafford. But really what the Rams got was a strong arm. So we'll see how that plays out. But I don't think I'm going to the Super Bowl.
And this is Sean McVay. If they've future, right, Emory, given up a first-round pick the next 2 years. And the goal has to be to win a Super Bowl, because they went to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff, right? They got to win a Super Bowl for this to be a payoff.
Exactly. And you talked about that, giving up the 2 first-round picks. To me, no one player is that good. I don't care who you are. So if you trust your scouting department to find talent, then why would you give up an opportunity to get one of the top 32 players in a draft on a cheap contract? You have to be smart. And I think when you're giving up those future first-round picks, you're saying Matthew Stafford is the final piece of this puzzle, when we know the Rams weren't a Matthew Stafford away from getting to the Super Bowl last year.
So I want to stay, well, like you said, Matthew Stafford, NFC North. One of the reasons why he hasn't had a lot of super success is Aaron Rodgers has been, you know, a quarterback in the Green Bay Packers the entire time, and they pretty much just – walk into winning the division or winning the wild card. They're the playoff team that comes up from the NFC North. However, things have not been beautiful in Wisconsin this offseason, right? You got Aaron Rodgers going to Hawaii during OTAs. He's hosting Jeopardy. He's doing this. He's doing that. He's retiring at the end of the year. Am I wrong to think that there is, like, turmoil in Green Bay right now? That, like, it seems like, you know, Rodgers is back, so everything is fine. I feel like I'm off on that. What's your take on the Packers and the quarterback situation with Love and all of that?
I still feel like there's issues out there in Green Bay. I mean, you know, Aaron Rodgers just seems like a passive-aggressive type guy, so everything he says, he's going to be passive-aggressive about it in the media and in certain ways that he goes about his business. So I know there's going to always be tension. That's why they went ahead and drafted Jordan Love. And, you know, to be honest, Aaron Rodgers did Jordan Love a solid by missing all of, you know, OTAs, spring camp, and all those things like that.
Right.
So he got a great chance to work with the ones, and that's going to be beneficial for him moving forward. Now he just has to, you know, carry that over into the regular season in his prep. He's going to be the number two guy. And I think Green Bay has their plan in place. They're ready for that transition. And I do feel as though however long they can take Aaron Rodgers' passive aggressiveness, then that's how long they're going to keep him. But I think this is his final season in Green Bay.
All right. His name is Emory Hunt. Check out his website. He's the owner of Football Game Plan and czar of the Playbook. Hey, Emory, we'll have you on again, man. Thanks for the knowledge. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys.
Yep,
thanks,
no doubt. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. And coming up next, will Aaron Rodgers, speaking of him, get a shot at Jeopardy? He wants the gig. Will they name him the host now that there's an opening We'll do that to wrap up the show. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini-games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a funky flashback Friday. Great job by Don. Appreciate that on the ones and twos. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone else around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI, paid for by NHTSA. All right, our final topic tonight is the Jeopardy saga. Martin Weiss is the biggest Jeopardy nerd going.
No, I'm not a Jeopardy nerd, but I'm going to tell you why. Yeah, I did it. You may not watch the show, but you tell me another.
I've watched it.
I'm sure you've watched it at some point in time. It did air in 1980. No, I'm just kidding. But if you watch that show, you tell me another show, 22 minutes long, in which you can make that much money. There's literally not another opportunity like it on television.
I mean, you're sitting there thinking about the money you make, or are you trying to get smarter? I mean, you're not winning the money. Why would you care about how much money's made?
Why else would I try out for the show?
Oh, you tried out? Did you fail?
You didn't know this? I've tried out for this. I've tried out for Jeopardy 4 times.
And failed every time? What happened?
Why didn't you make it? Every time. You're literally one of 150,000 people that's applying for 400 spots.
You can do it.
No, so the first time you have to cross a threshold on the test, so like 93% or 95%, something like that. You can only get like 3 or 4 wrong. The first time I got too many wrong. Since that time, I've gotten enough right, but I didn't get into the drawing the second time. Long story short, during the pandemic, actually, I got to the final interview, but I had to then wait. I have to wait a year to submit again because it takes. After you get that far, you have to say you won't. You know, just keep trying and trying and trying and trying. But I will be submitting again. But the thing that this last 2 weeks, or I'm sorry, last couple months with these guest hosts, I'm just really think that, like, Aaron Rodgers, and I get how good he is at quarterback, Rob, but Aaron Rodgers is probably, of all the guest hosts, in the top 3 or 4 of them in terms of just their ability to deliver the question, ability to, like, because the thing about Jeopardy, dude, it's about the questions and answers and the contestants. So, like, when Aaron Rodgers was reading the questions, you didn't realize this is Aaron Rodgers doing it. Whereas, like, Anderson Cooper or something, you could feel Joe Buck. You could feel the Joe Buckness of
right.
it all.
No. Right. It's not about the host. Right.
Right.
I get what you're saying.
Between Robin Roberts and Aaron Rodgers, I think that should be the next Jeopardy host, honestly.
Robin Roberts is not giving up her ABC.
I'm not saying that. I understand all of that. But she, those two, just off of the – everybody wants LeVar Burton from – you know, everybody on Twitter wants LeVar Burton. But those two from – I've seen
so
every
LeVar,
guest host.
How good was he? Was he no good to you?
He was good. The thing about him, he was so excited. He could tell how excited he was.
He wants that job.
He really wanted to do it well, right? And it kind of came off a little aggressive and a little – like, again, like – when you're reading the questions with Aaron Rodgers, it didn't sound like he was had any level of stress. He sounded like he was doing a press conference reading the questions. And then when it was time for him to interject his personality, he did a great job of it. Well, I feel like a lot of times with these hosts, they're injecting their personality from the jump, as opposed, you know what I'm saying? And I think Robin Roberts was, to me, she was the best of all of them, though. She was.
So who
fantastic.
Do you think? Can you handicap who's going to get this job? Because I don't believe it's going to be Aaron Rodgers.
No,
I don't.
I think it'll probably be Ken Jennings. I think all of this, Ken Jennings is the most.
Who was a contestant who was the big winner, right?
Yeah, he's one of the biggest winners in Jeopardy history, and he's kind of always stayed near the show. But I really feel like that's who they should go with. It's a guy that, like, if they're not going to go with one of these, you know, Aaron Rodgers or Robin Roberts or somebody who we already know, it should be somebody that is not from the Jeopardy family, a complete stranger, somebody that we've never seen before, because those shoes are impossible to fill for Alex Trebek. Like, those, I mean, 36 and a half years doing that thing. Like, that's heavy, man.
I've been doing it 35 years. My shoes are going to be heavy. No, to fill? No, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know. I guess not. I'll see you next Friday when I'm hosting with Aaron Torres. We'll see how heavy your shoes are, Rob Parker, as I guest host for you.
Is that right? Are you hosting next Friday? Who is it? You and Aaron?
Me and Torres.
Chris is off again?
I don't make the schedule. I just respond when Scott Shapiro throws up the bat signal. When he throws up the bat signal, I come running like my name is Batman and he's Commissioner Gordon. That's it.
All right. Well, Chris will be back on Monday here on The Odd Couple. So just for people to know, and yes, I'm going to take a little vacation and I'll be back.
There you go, Rob. Same bat time, same bat channel, right? Batman in your age group.
Yeah, I like that. All right, Martin, thanks for your help. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. The Odd Couple's back on Monday. Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.